When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Welcome to Side Hustle School. Welcome as well to a brand new month. This is episode 1735. I'm excited to bring you today's segment. We're going to hear from the co-founder of Dan Cakes. Dan Cakes is the first name in pancake art, the world's first international pancake art company. If you're not familiar with the story of Dan Cakes, it's an incredible business. We profiled them for episode 500. We deliberately saved them for a big round number, which was such a cool story. And they are back today with a strong disaster story. And these disaster stories can be particularly impactful when it comes to a business that's done well. Because from the outside, you look and you're like, oh, wow, you know, they had a great idea. They executed it perfectly. Nothing ever went wrong. And of course, nothing is further from the case most of the time. So that's why we have this whole segment, Failure Friday. I believe we can learn as much from failure as we can from success. It is a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. Now, ultimately, we're looking at disaster and recovery, but I actually really like to dwell on that moment of, you know, something is really going wrong. You know, something is really going wrong and we're not sure what we're going to do. So these stories vary quite a bit, but they often begin with an idea or an expected experience and then the reality of what happens and of course, what they learn from it. So I really applaud the courage of everyone who's been sharing these stories. Without further ado, let's hear from Hank. He's the co-owner of Dan Cakes. He's going to tell us about a big disaster in Bangkok, Thailand, when Dan Cakes, the first name in pancake art, goes on the road. So he's got the story. I'll come back at the end for a quick wrap up.
My name is Hank Gustafson, and I am co-owner of Dan Cakes. We are the world's first professional pancake art company. We make social media videos for companies, and we do live events around the world. Dan Cakes started in late 2014, and by the end of 2015, we had become internationally famous, thanks to social media. So we were invited to our first international event, and this event was in Bangkok, Thailand. I personally had never been outside of the country, let alone the other side of the world. So it was an exciting time, but also kind of a nerve-wracking time. One thing with pancake art is when you're performing it live is you need the right equipment. You can't really cheat because it's all about cooking and drawing and making sure all that meshes and works together perfectly. But the thing about traveling overseas is you cannot bring your own ingredients. And barely are you able to bring your own equipment because there's a lot of question marks that come up if you have a griddle and bottles in your bag. But we were able to bring our American griddle because Bangkok didn't really have anything like that over there. Pancakes weren't a big staple in Thailand. So we get on our 16-hour flight. We land in Bangkok. I remember we had Thanksgiving dinner on the plane. It was really a surreal experience for some early 20-year-olds to be trapped in the world to do something that they pretty much made up. So we land in Bangkok, and this festival we were performing at was an outdoor food and music festival. It was a fusion of food and music. We were supposed to be performing while music was being played on a stage. So we get there the day before the festival, and we do a test setup. So we pull out our griddle, and we plug it in, and a griddle that's supposed to be sitting at around 250, 300 degrees Fahrenheit jumps up to 700 degrees Fahrenheit, and we cannot get it to go below that. I remember Dan plugging in the griddle and turning to me and saying, "Dude, this thing is on fire. This is not going to work." And we kind of looked at each other like, we just traveled halfway around the world and we're not going to be able to do what we came here to do. So after about 30 minutes of stressing, and honestly, the griddle started warping from how hot it was getting, it was being overwhelmed because we did not predict that the U.S. power system was way lower than the Asian power system. So after we'd let the griddle cool down and kind of quickly asked the contact, is there anywhere to get a griddle? And he honestly barely could find us pancake batter, let alone a pancake griddle. So Dan and I just sat there kind of like, well, I guess we're going to have to tell him we can't really do anything unless we can get a cooking surface. And honestly, pancake art needs the right cooking surface. You can't just use a stovetop. You got to use the right stuff. And then Dan said, well, let me try something. So he pulled out the griddle, plugged it back in, and he turned it on and turned it off. And he's like, okay, so when I turn it on, it gets kind of hot. If I turn it off quickly, it doesn't get the surface of the sun hot. So he said, let me try to make a face. So he looked at me and he started drawing my face, and he would turn the griddle on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. And he's like, dude, I think I can make this work. And me as the manager and the person who set it up is like, thank God, man. Thank God. Because we were about to go to the contact and tell us, hey, you know how you flew us halfway around the world to make pancake art? Yeah, we can't do that. But Dan ended up figuring out a way to make it work. And one of the things we've learned throughout the years with Dan Cakes is adjusting. We've been to many events where they don't have the right stuff. And it's like a musician showing up and being asked to play guitar, and he gets there and they have a drum set for him. Well, you got to learn to play the drum set. So we've learned to adjust to the stuff we are using. And nowadays we've actually got a really good system where we can use all our stuff. We actually made our own products, so we knew for sure we could use what we needed. But that was a very, very fight or flight moment for the company. Our first international event, we don't have working equipment, but we are able to adjust and pivot to make it work. And that's something we've learned a lot being in a small business, is if you don't adapt to your surroundings, you're not going to make it long. And we did the festival for 2 days. We grew an audience in Asia because of our honestly stunning performance. People were thrilled, had never seen their face made into a pancake. And it's something that I still see comments on today. And we flew back later that week with just a gratifying feeling that we were able to overcome something very daunting and do it the best way we could have imagined. And we're really grateful that we were on the line to possibly lose upwards of $7,000 for this event. And we made it work and we persevered. And that's kind of the story of our company, is just keep adjusting with your surroundings. And if you do your job right, if you can make your job work, people will love it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That's the theme of Failure Friday. Thank you so much, Hank, for that incredible story. This, for me, was one of the, you know, edge of my seat Failure Friday stories that we've had a few times. I can just picture that moment of being in a foreign country and preparing to put on, you know, your first international gig for which you've been paid, what, $7,000 or something, and, you know, realizing that it might not work at all, you know. So I love the lesson as well. One of the things we've learned is how to adjust, is what Hank said. And you got to learn to play that drum set. If you're the musician and you show up and you don't play the drums, but there's a drum set, well, there's your chance to learn on the job. It's not quite the same stakes, but I remember once showing up for a book signing that had been arranged, you know, months in advance, and there were no books. Like, we had everything except the books for the book signing, which was kind of a problem. It wasn't in Thailand, so the stakes weren't quite as high, but just reminded me of that while working on this story. All right, thanks to Hank for sharing this transparent and truthful story. Check out Dan Cakes at dancakes.com, the first name in pancake art. I just love that phrase. Or see some incredible videos of their work on Instagram at Dr. Dan Cake. You've got a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Thank you for tuning in. We got a new episode coming every single day. You can follow or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and I hope you'll come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.